This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
We're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached.
And now that's U.S. President Donald Trump contemplating the irony of it all with his supporters last night, who, by the way, were very much in agreement with him, as were the president's lawyers, who on Monday assailed the impeachment case against him as a dangerous perversion of the Constitution, asserting he did absolutely nothing wrong in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit himself politically. Now, they also said the Senate would swiftly acquit him of the two articles of impeachment he is facing. AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
We heard this a little bit yesterday from Alan Dershowitz during a series of television interviews. They contend that in order for there to be an impeachable offense, it has to correspond to an actual crime. And they said none of what the president is accused of doing by the Congress is criminal conduct. There are a lot of legal scholars who suggest that that's actually not true. That's not a requirement at all for high crimes and misdemeanors. And the Democrats have rejected that idea as a non-starter as well.
Democratic lawmakers had earlier said it was clear that the evidence overwhelmingly establishes that President Trump is guilty of both charges in the two articles of impeachment. Chinese health experts confirmed Monday that a new coronavirus is contagious, raising fears that the virus could spread quickly among people. Now, China's National Health Commission said the virus, which causes a type of pneumonia, can be transmitted person to person and not just from animals to people. Dr. Natalie McDermott is a physician from King's College in London.
I think it's not surprising that it's human to human. We know of other coronaviruses that spread from one person to another, such as MERS and SARS previously. It just means that we have to address this in a different way from a public health perspective.
This is VOA News.